Looney.
Do I have a dream?
What is this?
Pardon my French.
It's not a tumor.
That is what they have been saying, you idiot.
Hello? Anybody home? Hey!
Man.
Wait, let me explain something to you.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of the So To Speak podcast, a show about anything and nothing, with a special interest in podcasting, radio, and audio in general. And all our content comes with an accent, because as we all know, everything just sounds better with an accent. My name is Lode Rules, I'm your host, I'm an audio freak, news junkie, communicator, and European Canadian, and I'm calling it the Halloween special, but the only real item that's related to Halloween is how Walmart has been caught in a PR storm about fat girls' Halloween costumes. I'll talk about that in a minute. That's actually the only thing that is related with Halloween, but it sounds good if you issue an episode right before the big night, right before Halloween takes place on Friday. It is this year. You call it the Halloween special. I was looking for a great title and I thought, what the heck? Let's go for the Halloween special. Other topics in this short episode are the sound of space. For the first time ever, somebody recorded the sound of space. So that's interesting as well. And I'll have a few tips for you how you can be more productive during the day. I read an interesting article written by Brian Tracy about how you can be more productive during the day. So that's what we'll be talking about in this short episode of the So To Speak show. But like I said in the previous episodes, I think it's important to just be out there. And I really wanted to issue another episode and talk about a few things instead of waiting until I had like 1 hour of content. By the way, short note to my listeners, I'm recording this not with my preferred microphone, the TLM-102. I'm recording this with the Rode Procaster. That's a dynamic microphone, as you know. Also a great microphone, don't get me wrong. The reason why I'm using this microphone and not my TLM-102 is because my wife is doing some work upstairs and is playing loud music while she's working, and the TLM-102 is such a sensitive microphone that it will pick up everything. Sounds you didn't even know they existed are on the tape or on the track if you record with the microphone. It has to be absolutely silent. And this microphone is a dynamic microphone, and it's not picking up that much noise or that much ambient noise if you're recording. So I think for this occasion, it's better to use the Rode Procaster microphone, which I like very much as well. Let's dive into the content I prepared. First of all, I want to talk about Halloween and that Walmart story I was talking about. So retail giant Walmart has been in the center of a Halloween media storm these past few days, at least here in North America. So on Monday, they caused a wave of protest after a listing for plus-size Halloween outfits appeared on their website under the heading Fat Girl Costumes. The retail chain quickly backtracked. I'm reading this article, by the way, if you don't notice. The retail chain quickly backtracked, issuing an apology before changing the heading to Women's Plus-Size Halloween Costumes. A spokesperson for the company said, "This never should have been on our website. It is unacceptable and we do apologize. We are working to remove it as soon as possible and we will ensure that it never happens again." End of quote. A Twitter user named Kristen Washburn first brought the slip-up to the public's attention with a tweet, and immediately after that tweet it went viral. People took screenshots of the website, and before we knew it, and before Walmart even realized it, there was a media storm going on. The widespread outrage caused by the ill-advised labeling made fat girls' costumes a top trend on the microblogging site, the article says, with several other users expressing their indignation. And some people speculated that it might have been an inside joke by the site's developer that wasn't corrected before going live. And I honestly think that that's the explanation. I think that somebody put it on there as a joke, an inside joke, and that it was not removed before the site went live. So that makes sense, but you can see how Walmart was in the middle of a Halloween media storm due to that fat girls' Halloween costume that was on sale.
I'm getting a reading, I don't understand.
Oh,
Whether it's Star Trek you watch or Star Wars or any other movie or series about space, when ships explode and bombs are dropped in outer space, we all see these great special effects with fire and sounds and loud noises, loud bangs. Something like this, yes. Well, that's not how it really goes. An explosion in space makes no sound. Nothing. Zilch. Nada, niente, rien du tout. Space, ladies and gentlemen, is a perfect vacuum. There is no air whatsoever, and thus there is no air to transport sound waves. But, and this is the big but here, despite what you've heard, despite what I'm telling you now, there are actually sounds in space. Due to the virtual vacuum in space, it's not sound like you and I experience it, being waves pulsing through the air, but there are electromagnetic waves that pulsate at the same wavelength as the sound waves we can hear. Instruments on several NASA probes, including Voyager, have recorded these waves and translated them into a sound that we can actually hear, and they are all kinds of spooky, let me tell you this. This is the kind of thing you hear in a movie just before someone opens a door in a dark hallway. So take a listen to the true nature of the solar system. Take a listen to the sounds from space. And don't be freaked out. Here we go. So this is the sound of space. Even spookier, this one. Well, it's pretty scary, it's pretty spooky. Alright, the article ends with, please listen to this sound and sleep tight. Yes, exactly, that's what I'll do. Remembering these scary sounds. By the way, talking about Star Trek and Star Wars, people who know me know that I am a Star Trek fan, and there's some funny stuff on YouTube with regards to Star Trek. Looking for some sound effects for Star Trek as an introduction to this story, I came across this YouTube video that has as a title, Mr. Worf Gets Denied Over and Over Again by Captain Picard and Others on the Next Generation. It's a funny clip. Mr. Worf, obviously, gets denied a lot of times in Star Trek. Have a listen.
I could attach a tractor beam and adjust its heading.
I think not, Mr. Worf.
I recommend we go immediately to battle stations.
I appreciate your advice and concern. This is not the time for rash actions.
Captain, this may be our only chance.
No.
Recommend we fire a photon torpedo, Captain.
Negative.
Deploy shield, sir. Hold fast.
It's even a little awkward that somebody takes the time to make this video and cram it all together in one video, but it's funny, so that's what counts. Few other quick hitters I want to give you, things that I picked up on social media these past few days. Two to be precise. First of all, one article about things you can do to be more productive during the day. It's written by Brian Tracy. Brian Tracy is a famous motivational speaker and somebody who helps people to be more confident and to work on their self-confidence, self-image. And he's also the author of a book called Eat That Frog about procrastination and how to avoid procrastination. So he's a well-known author. And he has 6 small changes to your morning routine that will transform your entire day. We'll put the link on our website as well, so it's easy for you to find it at sotospeakshow.blogspot.com. Now, I'll read the article for you. It's pretty interesting. The first few minutes of your morning are the most important of your day and can set the tone for positivity and productivity. Ideally, you have an app or clock that taps into your natural rhythm and wakes you during your best time within a certain window. Getting jarred out of a deep REM slumber to the sound of a blaring alarm clock sets you up for a negative day brimming with fatigue and crankiness. But getting the right alarm clock is only part of the battle. Here are 6 ways to start your morning better while kicking bad habits that destroy good sleep hygiene. Here we go, and I'm reading them off the cuff here, so I won't go into much detail. But tip number one, give yourself at least a 15-minute window of no screen time. So don't check your phone immediately after you wake up. Don't check your emails. Don't put on the television or do anything else that involves screen time. Give yourself 15 minutes. Make a cup of coffee. Walk around the house. Pick up a newspaper. Do something, but not looking at a screen, not looking at computer or technology, piece of technology. That's number one. Tip number two, swap out the coffee for lemon water. Now, I would never do that, but that's tip number two. Lukewarm water with a fresh lemon squeezed into it has numerous benefits, but you need to drink it first thing in the morning. It starts your metabolism to burn the most fat while sustaining muscle, cleanse your mouth or throat, and give you a boost of energy. I don't know about that. I need my coffee in the morning. Sorry, so I'll skip number two. Number three, sit up correctly. There are endless bad ways to get out of bed, but only one best way if your body allows for it. Roll over onto your right side, then push yourself up into a sitting position before standing with a straight back, no hunching. It's the gentlest way to get up. Takes the pressure off your heart and back, and it is a great easy ritual to start your morning right. There's only one issue with that. Rolling out to the right is not possible because my wife is lying at the other side. So then I would have to roll over her, and I think, well, I'm pretty sure that she won't appreciate that. So I can understand number three, but it's hard to implement, let's say, in my household. Tip number four, set and affirm your goals for the day. Now, I am a strong believer of goal setting, and I really like this tip number four. While stretching in bed or prepping your lemon water, funny guy, set some feasible goals for that day, but limit them to three. This might include packing your lunch instead of eating out to save money. It might be committing to that noon yoga class or scheduling the doctor's appointment you've been putting off. Now, these are not really things that are applicable to me. I don't see myself going to a yoga class. And I don't know about the lunch thing, but I really believe in goal setting. And it's actually a thing that I picked up from Brian Tracy before. He says, set your goals. Long-term goals, meaning in January, for example, set your goals for the year, but also shorter term. Make your goals for the next week, the next month, and the next day. And he actually says that you have to set your goals in the evening. So just before you go to bed, take a piece of paper and write down a few things you want to realize the next morning or the next day. So then when you wake up in the morning, you can reaffirm your goals for that day. For example, taking that piece of paper and writing or reading the goals you have set for yourself the previous day. So that's tip number four, a strong believer of that one. Set and affirm your goals for the day. Number five, stretch. It seems so obvious, and yet so many people ignore it. You can do this in bed, such as a simple stretch out legs and arms overhead movement. There are a lot of ways and times to stretch. Yeah, I can see the value of it. The thing is, you really have to commit to stretching. And I can get the reaffirming your goals and give yourself a 15-minute window without screen time and all that. But stretching, I don't know, it might be a bridge too far. But I truly believe in the value, but I don't think it's easy for me to do so. Maybe after 2 days I'll give up and I'll just never look back. Tip number six, the last tip, meditate. Don't skip over this one just because it sounds boring or like you don't have the time for it. Meditation is only as strict, long, short, boring, or annoying as you make it. A successful meditation in an entire lifetime might be only a few seconds. However, sitting in a comfortable position and focusing on clearing your mind, even if it is for less than a minute, can help your mental clarity, spiritual well-being, and set the stage for the day. Yes, that's a good one as well. It's just in the same category as setting and affirming your goals for the day. It has some kind of a meditational feel as well. But I do believe in number six. You probably already know which morning habits aren't serving you, says the article, so why keep doing them? Instead, focus on what really makes your mornings better and prioritize them. Interesting article. If you ask me, I'll put a link in the show notes for this episode of the So to Speak podcast. Like I said, you can find it at sotospeakshow.blogspot.com. We're almost done. Last thing I wanted to mention was an intriguing video I found on Facebook, and it went kind of viral on Facebook. What you'll see if you visit our show notes and click the video link, and what you'll hear in a minute, is three women from Georgia, the former Soviet Republic, now an independent country. These three women are walking on a dirt road in some remote village. You can see nothing but nature around them. And these three women, actually four if you include a little kid there that's joining them for the walk, these three women are singing a beautiful local Georgian national song, apparently. That's what I understand from the comments under the Facebook video. It's so nice, it's so enthralling, it's so beautiful that it's hard not to be mesmerized by these beautiful sounds and these ladies singing that beautiful song on that dirt road in Georgia. I'm going to play the whole clip. If you want to see the images, you can go to our website. But I think the music in itself and their singing is good enough audio to end this podcast with. So that's my last clip for today. Thank you for listening to another short episode of the So to Speak show. You can also find us on Twitter at So to Speak show in one word. So to Speak show, one word. That's where we live on Twitter. Until the next time on the So to Speak show. Setsa shachene o abarekam, vareda tuizris kenito lebam, kalav shotu atradam apareba, anam cherha shirad miho leba, tesme shesor peri vikhanebio, kamegavita natsaubari, kalav uamiri pikarebio, mam shordga igone naubari. I'm sure the guy gonna know body. It's so good, see, I watch the part of Paris, Katze, Ula, that we risk it. No, I shall shut up when the other chanter. And I'll share some pairs of stuff we see there. Come out, heavy, I'm at Sauber. Still, I got Telebunami. Sarkiani botla uqas botla najarelia sasmliani botla najarelia sasmliani sor permi utana botli tara qilam shua dresken gaizia katsma katsi sasen gadatsala meresh magurad chaisina kalma lugma misa tavda Sasmen katsis goni gada parab, tanatsis sor peri gwertsuzista, tanatsis sor peri gwertsuzista. Raibs wazro, khmert mamaris khasta, shetsva gada ekra sakhadispet. Nela gada wida datvis chuarsta, biliks gada uqa khakhmatisken. The show is officially over. I just wanted to tell you this. iTunes is where you can find virtually every podcast, and it's where you can make or break a show. Ratings and reviews are crucially important for a podcast, so we invite you to give us a rating or provide a review there. It would help us a great deal. Thank you so much for your support. Talk to you later.
Recommend we fire a photon torpedo, Captain.
Negative.